Dr. John H. Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services, and it's time for Speaking Psychologically. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
I'm real good. Moon looked wonderful this morning. Looks like we're going to have a nice day.
It is a good-looking morning. As a matter of fact, yours truly would like to be out on the links, but I've got some work to do, but it's going to be a good day. Dr. Braccio, I didn't ask you, even though we're a couple days past 9/11, where were you and what were you doing?
Well, interestingly, we were coming back from Miami, and as far as I know, we were the last or one of the very last planes to get into Detroit. When we were there, I believe a marshal or someone came on to the plane and told us there had been a terrorist attack and that we were to immediately leave the airport. I knew there was something going on because there were kind of, you know, people, you know, the workers, you know, kind of moving around, talking, but I had no idea what it was, so we then got out quickly, and Linda, my office manager here, still with me after 30 years, got a car for us because we were able to just up and leave because we couldn't get baggage, we couldn't get anything, so we just got off. But it was a very eerie, very scary event to be in Detroit Metro and just have everybody rushing, worried looks on everyone's face because you really felt there might be a bomb or something hitting there. So that was quite an event. Like, they say you'll never forget where you were at 9/11, and that's certainly true with my wife, my mother-in-law, and myself.
The terrorist attack is something that has changed us psychologically. How has that happened?
Well, I think, believe it or not, there was almost a type of innocence. You know, we always had water separating us. We had never really been attacked. Sure, Pearl Harbor, but that was kind of thousands of miles away in Hawaii, and here we were at New York, to many, the real world symbol, anyway, if you will, of the United States, if not of world and industry and commerce, and call it what you will. And all of a sudden, these two mighty buildings, which we had been there 2 months before by happenstance in July of 2001, and all of a sudden, they were down. And I think we saw that we can hear people hate us or have just an unquenchable hatred, and it's just hard to believe human beings can have those feelings about others. And all of a sudden, I think we came face to face with mortality. It was like, because this was like you, me, anyone else dying. We also came face to face with the fact there were people out to kill us. Sometimes some people would seem motivated through a distortion of a belief in God. So overall, it was a pretty scary event for everyone, and it's changed everyone's lives because people still talk about it on a regular basis. And I felt this time was one of the great coverages because it really got us to rethink and look this whole thing over.
Dr. Braccio, at this point in time, I don't hate anybody. There was a couple of times, a couple of people some years ago that I had a strong disliking. I could say it was hate, and I finally realized I had to let that go. But I just can't get my arms around people who hate so much that they would give their life for it.
Well, there are people like this, and I think this is what this taught us, that there are people that can be friendly to you, they can talk to you, but inside there's a desire to destroy you. And it isn't even just to sometimes just kill you with a gun or blow you up, but to destroy you as a person. It's evil. I mean, there is this evil side to human nature. When I grew up, I just still remember the old Baltimore Catechism and the Catholic schools talking about good and evil, and I still haven't found a better descriptor, whether you put a God in the middle of this, that there are people that are very good, there are people that are very bad, and the most dangerous are those that can smile to your face and those that can hide it, because apparently these people that were blowing up buildings and out to kill people were taking training. They lived in the United States, and many had been here for quite a while.
All right, as a psychologist, when you're dealing with a patient who since birth has been trained one way of thinking, one way of action, a hatred has developed, if you will, how do you get that person to let that go?
My belief is hatred destroys the person far more than the person that's hated. And if a person's seeing me, often that hatred is burning at them. Okay, I don't mean they're going to go kill someone necessarily, but it's still it's in the same ballpark of just hating someone for what you think they've done to you, what they might have that you don't have, whatever it might be. And my argument has always been, does this help you to have this hatred? Does it do anything good for you? Because you don't feel good, you've got physical problems, you, when you think of this person, these horrible emotions come over you. And I indicate that if you don't forgive necessarily, you have to let go. You have to move on in life. And I still believe what comes around goes around. And I think if you lead a life where you hurt others and do destructive things, you're going to get it. And I am a person that believes there is a final judgment afterwards. So I believe that we need to look after ourselves, keep hatred from us, and help those that have a bitter hatred. There's some ideologues, some people that sadly won't change, and if there are people that would hurt us, we have to watch out for them. Another one of the things of 9/11, there is evil, there are people that hate us, and we have to prepare for that.
Yeah, my good friend, Kerry Keaton, always says, don't hate, appreciate.
Well, that's the way to look at it. And I felt that our leaders, people that were involved in this past weekend, really did a good job. You know, I really was happy when I heard what, you know, President Bush, President Obama, President Clinton had to say, and other just people, part of the Muslim community in Detroit, indicating that's not us, you know. And I think these are important things. These are distorted people that have done these things, and let's not put a brush on everybody, but let's make sure we're aware of who they are and not be afraid to identify, find them, and get evil out of our midst, which is everywhere, Tony.
All right, Dr. Braccio with the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, my friend.